Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey, everybody. This is Roy. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. And on today's show, we are going to call the owners of pets who drop their pets off at pet hospitals. And we're going to say, oh, we accidentally euthanized your pet. Sorry. It'll be hilarious. This is going to be one of the best shows ever. Thanks for the idea, Gloria. This show is sponsored by Ben Kilburn, who has been a Patreon contributor since the very beginning of the whole Patreon thing. So thank you, Ben Kilburn, for helping more shows happen. And of course, everyone else that does the same thing. But Ben's been doing it longer than you, so everyone else sucks compared to him. I have really good news for those of you who care about the Mojave phone booth thing that I won't shut up about the past few shows. It got funded! Yay! It got funded over the goal. They actually surpassed their goal by close to $1,000. So the book's gonna happen. The book about the phone booth. Yay! That's going to be amazing. I hope he doesn't take forever to write it, because I'm really interested in reading about this. Even though I know the whole story, I've been following their site since the early 2000s at least, I still want to read the book. Oh, and remember how I was making fun of the guy's video, where he's just like a shadowy figure in the background. He won't even show us his face, and he expects us to give him money? Well, guess what? I got the Amazon payments receipt from Kickstarter, and it's like, greetings from Amazon Payments. We wanted to let you know that we successfully completed a payment to Self-Employed for $25. It doesn't even have his real name on it. It says Self-Employed. Sketchy, sketchy, sketchy. None of us are ever going to see the book. This guy just ran off with our money. I'm surprised his name on there wasn't Cash or something even sketchier. So everyone keep your fingers crossed that the book actually happens. I will definitely let you guys know when it's out. Or if it ever comes out, I guess I should say. But I know a few of the listeners, at least a few of the listeners, contributed to this project. So thanks. Thank you for helping make this happen. I think it's going to be a cool thing. Anyway, let's get to some pranks and requests and whatever else happens today. Carl Sanders sent me a envelope months ago, I think near the beginning of the summer. It was a bear card, of course. Carl Sanders loves bears. And inside the card were all these little notes from different parents writing notes to their kids. And it was really bizarre and creepy and stuff. I mean, he probably sent me, I don't know, 30 notes or so. These just scraps of paper or full sheets of paper with a message to their kids. And I guess what it is whenever there's an earthquake, this is all stuff from the San Fernando Valley in California. And these are notes that parents leave at the school in case there's an earthquake. And like the kids are waiting at school to be picked up, or they're trapped in the rubble or something and dying. But there's all these notes, and I guess the teachers are supposed to give the notes out to the kids. And like, here is one I'm going to read, for example. This one says, "Hi, Rachel." And there's a picture of a cute flower. "If you're reading this, we had an earthquake. Don't be scared. It's just one of those things in nature where God had to change some pieces of the earth around." And God is not capitalized for some reason. That's weird. "The teachers and school will take care of you until me or daddy or grandma or grandpa can pick you up. Sometimes there is a lot of traffic after an earthquake. If you can use a phone, call me. You press these buttons." And then I have the mom's cell phone, the dad's cell phone, the house phone, grandma's phone, grandpa's phone. "One of us will get to you from school. Don't leave with anyone else. Draw me a picture while you wait. I love you. Love, mommy. Smiley face." So I have approximately 30 notes that look like that. So of course I'm going to call the mom's cell phone. And I'm going to be, hello, Mrs. McLeod, I have your daughter. No, no, just kidding. Sorry, no. No, I'm not doing that. Not again. Not after the last incident. I think I'm going to call these people and tell them I removed their roof, though. Because I have their home phone. Their home phone comes up on white pages, so I can see their address. So I'm going to hope that they're not home. And let's give Daddy's cell phone a call.
Hello?
Hello, is this Corey?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from Roy Co. Construction. We were replacing your roof today. And we just...
What is that?
We were replacing your roof today. We just finished removing the roof from your house on Street.
What are you talking about?
Well, we just removed the roof.
Why would you do that?
Well, because there was an order placed.
Are you calling the right number?
I believe so. Is this Corey?
This is Corey, yeah.
At 23rd Street?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We just removed the roof from your house, and I'm just calling to check on the style of shingles you want. Did you want the rounded?
Wait. I don't understand what's going on. I never authorized anyone to do anything to my house.
Oh, no. We received a call, and they placed an order.
From who?
They said their name was Corey.
No, this is completely wrong. I never called anyone.
Okay, well...
What company are you with?
Roy Co. Construction.
What's Roy Co. Construction?
We're a roofing...
I've never even spoken to anyone there.
Okay, well, somebody used your name then, and they placed an order to have your roof removed.
Wait, since when does anyone remove a roof based on a phone call anyway? I don't understand what this is about.
Okay.
Is this a joke?
No, it's of course not. No, we finished removing the roof, and I just needed to ask a question about the shingles before we put the new roof on.
Listen, there's not even anyone... Wait, this has got to be a joke.
Why do you
Royco,
say that?
Royco?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a joke. I hope you haven't done this as a joke or something, because...
No.
We just spent a lot of time and effort and money taking this roof off.
Has authorized that. That is my house. I have not spoken to anyone with your company.
Well, someone's going to pay for this. And it's not going to be me.
Well, it's not going to be me. I didn't authorize anyone to take my roof, and you have to fix what you've done that is actually something that happened.
No, now you're telling me you're not going to pay.
Put a court on this.
We're not going to put a roof on if you're not going to pay, so forget it. We're going to leave.
You can't take the roof off my house and leave it in the state that it's in. If you did do something like that, then I will take you to court. I need the information for your company.
Okay, well, we're not going to put a new roof on because you just told me you're not going to pay.
I am not going to pay for anything that I didn't authorize to be done. I have no idea where this phone call is coming from or who you spoke to, but you don't start work like that without having a signed contract in place.
You just don't understand how the roofing business works, because this is how we do it.
No, and I understand how most businesses work, okay? You don't go onto somebody's property without authorization.
Well, why'd you call
that
and ask us to do this if you didn't want it done?
Pardon me?
Why did you call and ask us to do this if you didn't want it done?
I didn't call anyone. I called no one. No. I don't know what you're talking about.
They called from your number. It showed on caller ID.
If you operate your business this way, you're not going to be in business for very long.
We've been in business for 25 years now. I've been doing roofing, so I'm pretty sure my business is here to stay.
And you've been doing roofing, going to people's houses, replacing their roofs based on a phone call.
Yeah, and it's never been a problem until you came along and decided you're not going to pay us for the work we just did. So we're leaving.
What is your name?
We're leaving. My name is Roy. We're leaving. We're not going to put your roof on. We're just going to leave.
Your name is Roy, and you're with a company called Roy Co.
Correct. Roy Co. Construction. In business for 25 years now. 26 years this November. So I know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what you're doing at my house.
I'm not even going to pick up the shingles out of the yard.
What you're saying is that I can call you, and I can tell you to go to my neighbor's house, and you'll go and do whatever I tell you to do over the phone with nothing signed?
If you do that, that's illegal, and we'll have you arrested.
Yeah, well, someone has done something illegal here, so we need to find out.
I know you're the one that placed the original call, because I recognize your voice.
I didn't place the original call. I think you're a criminal, is what you are, and if you touched my house, I'm going after you.
Oh, is that a threat? Fuck. Coming after me? Holy shit.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jeannie?
Yes.
Hi, I'm calling from Roy Co. Construction. We were doing some work at your house this morning.
You're doing work at our house?
Yeah, we just removed your roof. And I we just removed your roof over here on
Marin. Not my house.
Oh.
No.
You don't live You don't live at Street?
Yeah, but I have not approved any roof work, and no one has been working here.
Oh, well, I think maybe your husband called in then, because we just removed the roof.
No one's here at my house. I'm in my house.
Oh, well, we're outside the house. We're not inside the house. We just removed the roof, though. We took off the entire roof.
I didn't hear you here.
Oh, well, we're pretty quiet. You know, we have good tools and...
Okay, look, I don't know what's going on, but there's no one outside my front yard or anything. No truck.
We're in the backyard.
No one's in on my roof. You're not in my backyard. I can see you in my backyard.
We pulled the trucks around to the back.
Not in my house, you didn't.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I don't know what this is about, but I will report this. Oh. You can't get to my backyard. You either have the wrong person or have the wrong house.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm just kidding around. I just called your husband and said the same thing to him, and he freaked out. I'm surprised he hasn't called you yet.
He's not freaked out. Like, who is this?
He is, too. He's threatening me with court and saying he's going to come and get me and stuff. It was hilarious.
So, okay. Who is this calling?
My name is Roy.
Roy from where?
I'm just a guy. I'm not with a company. I'm just a prank caller.
Okay.
I'm just messing with
you
guys.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
I was hoping you wouldn't be home, so, you know, you'd think I took your roof off. But you're home. You messed it up.
Okay, what is this about? Like, why are you calling, and who? What number exactly did you call?
Well, I called your cell phone number.
My husband. Oh, so I have your cell phone number, Roy.
No, you don't. It's my home number. It's my home number on your caller ID. Silly.
Oh, your home number.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And what number did you call for my husband?
I called his cell phone number, the 0649.
And what cell phone? What is it?
0649.
0649 what?
You want the whole number? I can't give that out over the phone. You might be some kind of a hacker or identity thief or something.
Okay.
So I'm not going to tell you
the whole
number.
Okay, I'm keeping it. Go ahead. Keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm talking. Why? What I need?
So you are removing our roof, and you came in from the back.
No. Listen, it was a prank. The whole thing's a prank. There's no roof removed. You know that.
So you're calling as a prank.
Correct.
Okay, so that is illegal, you know.
It's a joke.
You're misrepresenting. No, it's not a joke. It's actually illegal.
Oh, come on. It's not illegal.
It's not illegal to misrepresent yourself?
No, it's not illegal to lie.
Oh, okay. No, it's not lying. You're misrepresenting yourself.
I think that's the same thing.
That is illegal. No. Okay, well, when you're in court, that's illegal.
I'm going to tell... When I'm in court, I'm going to tell the judge. I'm going to just be like, it's just a joke. Get it? And he'll laugh.
Okay.
He'll laugh and he'll say, case closed, and he'll bang his gavel.
Okay, you need to stop calling the number.
Okay,
this is not okay. You're some kind of sick person. I understand. But you need to stop.
Okay?
I'm telling you, you need to stop and go get help, okay?
Okay, I'm going to go get help right now. Well, I still have the number for Grandma. Should I go ahead and call Grandma? Why not? Let's call Grandma.
The mailbox belonging to
Arlene, leave a message,
is full and cannot accept new messages at this time.
Please. Grandma doesn't know how to empty her voicemail. Okay, I guess I'm done with this one. It's on paper, so gotta rip it up. Ripping it up. Next, we have Dear Michaela. I don't want you to be scared. Mommy and Daddy will be here soon to take you home. You are one of the bravest little girl. We love you more than anything in this world / universe / galaxy. And we have Mommy's cell phone, Daddy's cell phone, the home number, and Mama's cell phone. And her home phone, I guess. Okay, let's give this one a try.
This is Matt.
Hello, Matt. This is Roy from Royco Construction.
Hey.
Had you called and asked for your roof to be removed at your house on Irwin Street?
No.
Oh, okay. Because we just removed the roof on Irwin Street, and now they're telling us that we weren't supposed to.
Really?
Yes. So we've...
You received a call saying to go to my house and to remove my roof.
Yeah, this is it's an appointment. It was set up 2 weeks ago. So we just...
And who set that up?
Oh,
well, they said their name was Matt and everything. Yeah, but yeah,
Come on. Seriously?
Yes, I'm very sorry. They set this up. It sounded legitimate, so we completely took the roof off this morning.
You took the roof off of my house?
Yes. Yeah, we've completely taken the roof off, and we were going to put new shingles on, but now we found out that it's not a legitimate call, I guess.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
How did you gain interest in my house?
Oh, we just went on the roof. We didn't go inside the house.
Yeah, but how did you gain entrance into my house?
We opened the gate. We have the codes to open it.
No, you don't.
No, it's like a fireman's code. It has, we can open any gate.
You're full of shit, man.
I don't see why you're getting
this. You're at my house right now?
Yeah, we still are.
I'm inside my house. How did you get in my house if I'm inside my house?
We're not inside the house. We're on the roof.
You're on the roof right now?
Yeah.
And how long have you been there?
3 hours.
You've been there for 3 hours and no one else is home?
I don't know who's home. We haven't been inside the house. No. I don't know why you think we're inside the house.
No one came outside to say, what are you guys doing? And you removed it.
No.
All right, so what do you want now?
Oh, that's all. Just letting you know your roof's gone forever.
Okay, do you want me to pay you to put it back on?
No, that's all right. Our mistake. You don't have to pay anything.
Okay, and so what if I want you to put something back on?
Well, because of your attitude and you're cursing at me and everything, I really don't want to do any work for you.
I didn't curse at you at all.
Oh yeah, you did.
I'm surprised that you say that because there are people at my house, and I can't believe that you're calling me. How did you get my number?
I have a recording. I'm recording this call for quality purposes, and we have a recording of you cursing.
What does that mean, sir? You're calling me to tell me you took my roof off, and you expect me to do what? To kind of laugh and say okay?
No, I was just letting you know and apologizing.
Well, why are you calling me then?
I'm apologizing. I'm very sorry. It's an accident.
Oh, you're just apologizing.
Right.
Okay, but now you're going to be liable for it. So is that why you're apologizing, or you're apologizing because...
I was just trying to be a nice guy and trying to do the right thing. But okay, we're going to get going now, so thanks for talking to me.
Well, why don't you hold on, and I'll be there in just a second, and then...
I thought you said you were already here. You said you were home.
Well, I was trying to see if you were lying or not.
Okay.
I don't understand the purpose of the call then.
Okay, I was calling to apologize because we accidentally removed your roof.
Okay.
So we're leaving now. We realized it was a mistake.
How did you realize it was a mistake?
We just realized it, just a sudden realization.
You just out of the blue realized it.
Like, oh crap, we didn't verify this.
And how did you find that out? Did someone tell you that, or did you?
One of my workers, his name is Dale. He's psychic.
Okay.
He's psychic, but it comes and goes. It doesn't work all the time, but all of a sudden he's like, Roy, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. It's the wrong house.
Let's get down to the brass tacks of it. Why are you calling? Are you trying to get me to do something, or are you literally just calling to say what? What is the purpose?
I've told you like a billion times now. I'm just calling to apologize. I'm just trying to do the right thing.
Okay. So if you're serious, then why don't you get? I don't understand what. So you came into my house.
We didn't go in the house. How many times do I have to tell you? We didn't go in your house,
sir. You had to.
Why do we have to go in the house to be on the roof?
My house is gated, so there's no way that you can get into my house without being...
We didn't go in the house. We're just on the roof. We have ladders. Have you heard of this new technology called ladders?
Wow. Well, at least you've got me to stay on the phone for a long time.
Yeah. So. We got you to stay on long enough when we've traced the call.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
That's great. Bye-bye.
Have a nice day, dick face. Okay, that didn't go very well. I just tried the wife's number two. I deleted that from the show, and she's not picking up. And I tried the grandma, and she's not picking up. I'm looking at his house on Street View now, and it is a gated house. There's a little code box at the door. It's a good thing I have the fireman's codes to get into all the code boxes. Because all roofers have the fireman's codes. I should have told him we used our ladder technology to climb over his gate. Yeah, that's what I should have done. Done. Need to buy a shredder. And I guess that's it for these earthquake note numbers. I had 6 of them here, and I just did them all, and I didn't get answers, or they just didn't work out. So I just deleted the recordings. You guys don't want to hear boring calls, do you? I hope not. Because they're gone now. Thank you, Carl, for sending weird-ass shit. I don't know how Carl got these notes. Because I was under the impression that Carl lived in the eastern side of the United States. And these are all from the Los Angeles area. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know where Carl lives. He never puts a return address on his letters. He always puts Laugh Track Matt's address. Oh, look at this. I actually have another letter from Carl Sanders right here that I have not opened up yet. This was sent last week, and I've just been lazy. But the reason I just dug through my desk for this is to see what the postmark says, and he actually is from the West Coast. Silly me. I thought he was from the East Coast somewhere. So this letter has glitter stickers all over it. Hey, maybe it'll be another list of parents writing to their kids about earthquakes. Oh, look, there are bears on the card. There is a CD-ROM enclosed. There is a plastic coin, a plastic quarter that says copy in gigantic letters. Oh, there's several plastic coins. Yay, plastic coins. And I also got a peso. I have 50 pesos. Thanks, Carl, for sending me 50 pesos. I think this one is real. Banco de Mexico. Sounds legit. His card says, "Hey, Arbs, what you doing? What you thinking about?" As you can see from the card, me and the bears went traveling. See the suitcases? That's how you can tell. Not really, but it's hot even where I am, by the coast. So I went into Santa Monica, which is where a lot of the tourists go, and then Venice. It was not only cooler, but I did things instead of lying on my back waiting for the sun to go down. That's why he's never in the chat room anymore. He's being a tourist all over Venice. On the way into towns, he dumped his trash and noticed some interesting stuff someone was throwing away. So he included a CD from the trash for me. I don't think I have a program to open it, but it may have some interesting stuff. Personal info is always interesting. Thanks, Carl, for this disc full of malware. It is a DVD. Wait, no, it's a disc. It's a compact disc. I'm putting it into my laptop. This is such a bad idea. Ooh, there are files on it. This is, oh my gosh, this is, okay, so we have a bunch of, Microsoft documents, Excel Microsoft files, and they have names on them like accident witness report, auto damage report form. Oh, these are just forms to print out for, okay, this is probably isn't actual personal info. Employee statement, injury and illness prevention program. Hold on, I'll open one of these. Hazard communication. Oh, a PowerPoint presentation. What are bloodline pathogens? I'm going to open this Excel file, which says employee objectives, I think is what the abbreviation means. Checklist. Oh, I was hoping to be a list of information, but no, it's just a checklist for... this is all employee training stuff, is what it is. I'm pretty sure all this stuff is just meant to keep me busy while Carl Sanders, you know, malware bot is doing crazy things to my computer. Yep, I'm on to you, Carl. This isn't even interesting. This is just for new employees. I'm not going to read any of this. I thought it was going to be amazing stuff, but nope. Okay, enough of this. Thanks, Carl, for sending me another card and a sketchy CD-ROM. And please don't harm my system too much once you seize control. And thanks for the pesos. I've never had pesos before. I'll keep my pesos forever. Oh, look, I got an email from Liz. Liz says, "Hi, Brad. I was finally able to hear your call to Roy's Lawn Care and Snowplow. That was great. Unfortunately, I was at work and almost shot coffee out of my nose again." I hope you guys remember that one. That's where I accused him of, you know, infringing on my business, on my turf. I don't know. Being a shyster lawn care place. Liz says, I also forgot to tell you, I don't know if you remember my request that you did calling the Rite Aid about the virus and their blood pressure machine. I do remember that. That was didn't work out very well. But she says about 2 weeks later, they replaced it with a new fancy machine called Higi, H-I-G-I, Higi? I don't know. I think a bunch of Rite Aids are getting them, but I have a feeling your call had them push the order through ASAP, which cracks me up. Just thought you'd appreciate your ability to make big business get their panties in a wad. So thanks for that update, Liz. I really hope I did cause Rite Aid to spend thousands of dollars on a new machine with one stupid little phone call. I'm helping the economy, right? Right? I bet you that's what Dex says whenever he causes hundreds of thousands of dollars in damage to a hotel. So great, I'm just like Dex now. Hey look, it's a check-in. This guy checked in to Lucky's Barbershop, and his name is Jimmy. And after he checked in, he wrote a tweet that says, Ask for Snoop at Lucky's Barbershop. That's weird. And his review on Yelp of Lucky's Barbershop also says, Ask for Snoop. This is a barbershop in Oakland, by the way. So I don't know, should I ask for Snoop or should I ask for Jimmy?
Lucky's Barbershop.
Hello, could I talk to a customer who's in there right now? His name's Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Yep,
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm watching you through binoculars from across the street.
You are?
Yeah. What kind of haircut are you going to get today?
I'm just getting a crew cut, really.
Oh, why don't you do something different?
Do something different?
Yeah, for a change. Come on.
Well, I am. I'm taking it all down. See all this right here? I'm taking it all down.
Yeah, I see it. Well, that's boring.
What's that?
That's boring. Do something different.
It's boring.
Come on.
Well, I'm just going to do it for a month. I'm going to let it go back out after that.
Oh, well, that's retarded. Why even bother? Why don't you just cut it at home?
Well, you know, these guys got skills there, so, you know, I got to come see them.
You don't really need skills for that kind of a cut.
No, not really.
God damn it. This is bullshit. Okay, well, I'm going to watch you get your hair cut with binoculars the whole time you're there.
That's funny. I was like, who could be calling me here?
Yeah. I saw that you checked in on Yelp, because I watched their Yelp. I watch Lucky's Yelp all the time.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, so, and then when people come in, I call and talk to them.
Oh,
they're used to it. We do it all the time.
Oh, okay.
All right. They like me to remind their customers that they expect they expect 35% gratuity.
Oh, is that all?
Yes. So you don't stiff them on the tip.
Gotcha.
All right. Or they'll cut your hair. Right. They'll cut your hair stupid.
All right. Thanks, Roy.
You're welcome.
All right.
Tell everyone there I said hello. Hung right up on me. Here's a request from someone named Juan. He wants me to call Krispy Kreme Donuts, and he says he used to work there, so this would be a reference check call. He says he got fired, but then later he says, I was the cashier and I walked out and never came back. So which was it? Did you walk out or did you get fired? God damn it, Juan. I'm gonna find out right now.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme with us. It's Natasha. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm calling to do kind of a reference check. I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store here in town.
Okay, just one second.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley. I was just calling about an employee that used to work there. His name's Juan Montano.
Yeah.
And do you know Juan Montano, I guess? I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store here in town.
Yeah. The name doesn't ring a bell to me.
I see. Is this a manager?
Yes.
Because, I mean, he worked here for about a week, and then he took all the money from the safe and the register and just disappeared. But he wrote on his application that he used to work there.
Was he an older or a younger guy?
He's younger.
I think I remember who you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe he was fired from here.
Oh, he was. Yeah, I guess we should have checked his references before we hired him. Because he just kind of took off with all the money. And we don't even have it on security cameras because he took those too. He took the security camera home with him.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He just completely stripped this place down. Did he do anything like that there?
No.
And it looks like on his application he wrote that the reason for leaving Krispy Kreme, he wrote down that him and Ashley got busted stealing money from the register.
Who is this?
My name is Skippy. I'm calling from Skippy's convenience store over on 9th Street.
No, he was not caught stealing money from here.
Oh, well, he says him and Ashley were. And he wrote down on here that his spouse's name is Ashley. Are you just trying to protect him?
No.
Because, I mean, it sure sounds like you are. You're being all weird and...
Yeah, because this is a weird phone call.
Well, come on, if you know where he is, we need to know.
Okay, first of all, I have never spoken to him. I do not speak to him right now. I haven't spoken to that kid since he got fired from here.
Well, have you never spoken to him, or have you just never spoken to him since he got fired?
What did I just tell you?
Well, you just told me
since
you've never spoken
fired,
to him.
I had...
And then
he's
you're...
He's not my husband. He's not my boyfriend. I do not speak to him.
Well, he says you and him stole money from the register, and he's married to you now.
No, that's a big lie.
Well, I'm sure you would say that if you knew you were going to have to give back the money that you stole from Skippy's.
Okay, well, first of all, I don't even know what the hell Skippy's is.
It's a convenience store.
And this is a weird-ass phone call.
And actually, we saw you in here yesterday casing the joint. And you and
oh,
him were
oh, you talking. Tripping and you got the wrong person.
Oh, crap, I'm tripping.
Thank you for calling Krispy Kreme's Bus Dallas. This is Natasha. How can I help you?
Hey, Natasha, can you tell Ashley we want our money back?
Excuse me?
Is Ashley there?
She is.
Oh, okay, yeah, I just need to talk to her.
Well, she's actually helping a customer at the moment.
Well, I'm calling from the corporate office with Krispy Kreme. It's really important, so maybe you could swap with her and you could finish with the customer and I'll just talk to Ashley real quick.
Is this not the same guy who just called from Skippy's?
Oh, no, no. I'm calling from the corporate office. I'm not sure what Skippy's would be.
Okay, 1 second.
Krispy Kreme, Mr. Ramal speaking. How may I help you?
Oh, I was trying to get a hold of Ashley. I'm calling from the corporate office with Krispy Kreme.
You're calling from the corporate office of Krispy Kreme?
Correct.
What is this regarding?
It's between me and Ashley. It's about her tax forms and stuff.
It's about a what?
It's about her tax forms. It's between me and Ashley.
Shouldn't you have to go through our general manager first before you consult somebody?
No, I just need to talk to Ashley.
Listen, it's called protocol. Okay, protocol.
Yeah, and apparently you don't know how it works.
Apparently I do know how it works. I've worked here quite some time.
Listen, you big dumb retard. Put Ashley on the phone.
Listen, this is a place of business, okay? If you're not calling about business or if you don't want to talk to the general manager who you have to go through unless you want to talk to any one of her employees.
That's bullshit.
Unless you're her.
That's bullshit.
Unless you're her. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't be from corporate. A corporate person would not call here for one asking for a regular employee and use profanity. Okay, so you need to go.
I can do whatever
go
I want. I'm
the
in the corporate
board.
Office. What are you going
to
do? Fire
go
me?
Back to I don't need to fire you. I don't care about you. I'm here at work. You are disturbing the operation here.
No, I'm
you
not.
Know what I'm saying? And the sad part about it is we can track the number. All we got to do is make a phone call on a different phone and have this number tracked.
I dare
and
you to do
you
that.
You'll be shut down in a matter of minutes.
You're going to shut down the corporate office for Krispy Kreme?
Look, check us out. You're not going to talk to Ashley. You must request to talk to the GM first. Then they will approve you talking to Ashley on any matters that have to do with the supposed tax forms.
I'm going
to
keep calling until she happens to pick up.
Listen, call back in the morning and ask for Margaret. Margaret.
I hate Margaret. I hate that bitch. I'm not going to talk to Margaret. I just need to talk to Ashley.
Well, you're not going to talk to Ashley.
Margaret
today.
Can go
I'm
fuck
sorry.
Herself.
Yeah, well... You can tell her that tomorrow morning.
No, can you take a message for me to leave for Margaret?
I'm not taking any messages. I'm getting off the phone.
You have to talk.
We can talk all day about fundraisers. But if you're not talking about fundraisers or donuts or business,
this
then there's nothing to talk about
this
here.
This is a donut-related message that I need you to give to Margaret.
Listen, call back tomorrow morning, ask for Margaret.
Well, I need you to leave a message for Margaret
take
to call
care
me.
Of any problems that you have.
Can you just write it down? Okay, I got completely schooled by Marcus, or whatever his name was. Damn it. so tempted to save this one until tomorrow and just call back and talk to Ashley. But I won't. I'm deleting it. Thanks for the submission, Juan. You are now a wanted felon and are definitely not allowed within 500 feet of that Krispy Kreme location. Be sure to get an attorney soon, Juan.
Hey there, Roy. This is your long-lost Uncle Scott. How's it going?
Creepy Uncle Scott.
Just wanted to say I love the show. Keep on doing what you're doing. I actually have a suggestion for you.
Oh, great.
Next time you call and do tire and lube jobs, you should tell the person.
Tell them that we killed their parents. We accidentally euthanized their dog that they left in the car, right? Right.
And that you need to fill their car with LED fluid.
Oh,
LED. I think that would be a kick. Anyway, love the show, buddy. Keep on doing what you're doing. Cactus.
Thanks, creepy Uncle Scott. I'll get right on that LED fluid thing.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, it's Olga.
I actually don't have any jokes for you today.
All right, next.
That's me. Blaze it. Dang it.
All right, I guess we'll play Olga, even though there's no jokes.
But I just wanted to let you know that I've been getting your mail, and so I have, like, this pile of mail.
Oh, no.
How'd that happen? Brad guy, and I think it's you.
That's
and,
weird.
And I'm not going to give it back to you.
I wonder what's going to happen
gonna
next.
I'm just going to tear it up.
Oh, listen to that.
I'm just going to rip your mail.
Stop it.
Rip your fucking mail.
That's against the law.
Fuck your mail.
Federal crime.
I'm going to rip up these bills.
I'm calling 911 right now.
I'm going to rip up all your mail. This letter. This
secret
admirer letter. Fucking.
Yeah, all those
fuck your
admirer letters I get.
Papers and magazines.
Not my business weekly.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Olga. I'll see you in court.
Hey, Brad. It's Corbin. Look, I thank you for putting up a new show this morning. It really fits to the day. Awesome. So, anyhow, just in response to that Gloria person, and, some of the ideas are just wicked funny, but you're right, they're so grim, you really can't prank that way. Though, it does touch on an idea that I had, and I'm going to share it with you now. With pets, I was thinking about, like, Mini Pet Mart or Petco or one of those big kind of mini Walmart pet stores where they actually do pet grooming. Why not give them a call and complain to the manager about how you took your AKA registered breeder dog in there. You know, he's a stud. He's a $15,000 dog. I don't know what chemical was in the shampoo, but it turned him gay. You turned my pet queer. You owe me money. Okay, that's all. Bye.
Let's do that right now. You know, we were doing a lot of those Petco calls there for a while, like maybe last year or so. Mostly Sloth. Sloth was really into the Petco calls. Somehow they were getting information on customers who were there that day, and they were calling the customers and saying they were with Petco. I know one of the things they used to do was they would say that the dog sexually molested the employee and they want to file charges or something like that. Hilarious things like that.
Hi, Redbox Chili Pepper. I'm just giving you a call. I don't know if they have battered women's shelters down in New Mexico.
Oh my
where
God.
You are living, definitely living in New
I
Mexico.
I wonder where this is going.
But I was thinking it would be really funny for you to call battered women's shelters and say that her husband's really drunk and out looking for. Oh well, no. You'd have to get the phone numbers of the battered women.
Look what you've started, Gloria. This is all your fault.
And then you'd have to call them and make threats and maybe call them and tell them that their husband's on a drunken rampage and offering people money for her location. And that maybe she should look out.
And I'll say that I accepted the offer. I got $100 and told her exactly where he is, and he's on his way with a gun. Let's do this right now.
But I think that would be really funny. There's probably some battered woman shelters around you in New Mexico, where you live.
And that was the end. All right, I'm officially banning Gloria from ever leaving a message again. She is a bad influence. I'd also like to remind the listeners of the page of Prank Call Rules, which is located at phonelosers.org/rules. And it teaches you how to not make terrorist threats and stuff when you're making prank calls. It's very useful information. Anyway, that's enough of the voicemails. No more voicemails today. Let's do something else, such as maybe quit the show. Here's a check-in. Someone named Luna checked in at a place called the Fair Oaks Pharmacy and Soda Fountain. Wow, a soda fountain. I wonder if they have soda jerks. Like it's the 50s.
Fair Oaks Pharmacy and Soda Fountain, this is Logan. How can I help you?
Hello, would it be possible for me to have a customer in there come to the phone? Her name's Luna.
Is that... Say that again?
There's a girl in there named Luna Alvarez. Would it be possible to have her come to the phone?
Yeah, I guess. Do you know where she's sitting? Or why? Who is this?
Oh, I'm not too sure where she's sitting.
Okay. Who should I tell her is on the phone?
It's Roy from the office.
Okay. She's... Okay, cool. Yeah, of course. What's
okay. That? All right, thanks.
All right, here she is.
Okay, thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Luna?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm calling from the Citizens Bank across the street.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hey, when you came in the store over there at the soda fountain, uh-huh. you spit your gum on the sidewalk. And we saw you and you know, you're not supposed to do that.
No, I was not chewing gum. I'm actually allergic to gum. So it's,
oh, that is so ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Okay, what is your name?
My name is Roy. I'm at the bank across the street, and we watched you. We watched you spit your gum out right before you walked in, and we know it was
I did not spit any gum.
It was so you, and you. That's littering, and you know, I'm being nice. I'm not calling the authorities about it. I'm just saying maybe you shouldn't do that when you go in there.
Roy, what is your last name?
Gervell.
Gervell. Okay, well, you know what? I did not spit any gum on the floor, and I'm pretty sure you don't even have proof of it, and if you do, it will only prove to you that I did not spit any gum on the ground.
We have security cameras, and they all point at the pharmacy.
Oh, really? Okay, well, yeah. I'm going to walk over there, and I'm going to go ahead and see that taken
for
myself.
Oh, yeah, and you're going to apologize to me.
For what?
For saying
sorry,
that you
do
didn't...
do you own the street?
Saying that you didn't do it. No, but I'm a citizen here. I, you know, this is my street as well as yours, and we should all take care of it.
No. I did not spit
any gum. Oh, no,
gum
you shouldn't take
street.
Care of it?
I did not spit any gum on the street.
No, we...
Okay, so I don't need to even say sorry for anything.
I'm watching it in slow motion right now, and it's without a doubt, it's you.
You are, like, totally messing with me right now.
No, I am not. I'm from the bank, and this is bullshit.
Okay, I'm you going know, over there right now.
We're supposed to have a nice little city here, and
your name is
ruining
Roy,
it. Roy Gerbel.
Okay, I'm going right now.
Okay, all right, thanks. I'll be at the door.
Bye.
Bye. All right, let's get the number to the bank.
Thank you for calling Citizens. This is Mike here at Pasadena. This is Cecilia. How may I help you?
Hello. I'm calling from the pharmacy across the street at the soda fountain.
Yes.
And you know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, the corner one.
Yeah, that's the one. Hey, one of my coworkers, Luna, she's coming over there right now. Okay?
She's trying to cash a check?
No. She's coming over there because she wants to look at your security cameras.
You will need to talk to my supervisor.
Okay.
I cannot give you that information.
Well, are you... Oh, you can't give me information.
No, you know, information about the cameras or, you know...
Oh, no, you're not giving it to me. You're giving it to Luna. Luna...
Oh, okay.
She's a kind of... she's a technology enthusiast, and she just wants to see how... She just wants to see how your security cameras work. Is she there yet? I think she walked in already.
I don't know. I didn't help her. Let me ask. Hold on one second.
Okay.
I haven't seen any.
All right. I don't know where this is going. I want to get her on the phone, though, from this other place. That would be amazing.
Hello? Nobody has walked here with the name of Luna, but if she wants to walk here and see her, she will have to come and we'll try to help her if it's possible.
Okay, well, when she gets there, can you tell her to call the soda fountain?
I sure will.
She's not there yet? Like, not just now walking in, or?
No one.
That's weird. Okay. She must have... That's so weird, because she was on her way out the door.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I asked all the tellers here and the people that work here, and they haven't seen anybody call Luna or somebody that
Can you just scream really loud? Is Luna here? Luna Alvarez.
No, there's no one here, sir. I can see the lobby. There's no women standing in our lobby.
Stand on the counter and be like, "Can I have everyone's attention?" Do it like in a threatening voice.
No. Okay, sir.
And then,
thank you.
And then say, "Is Luna here?"
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
Bye. Darn it. Luna is so full of crap. First she lies about not throwing her gum out, and then now this. She was never going to go to the bank. I really wanted to get her on the phone, though, and be like, "Hey, this is Logan from the soda fountain place. And when you were walking into the bank, I saw you spit your gum on the ground." It would have been hilarious. Hey, look, a girl just checked in at a PetSmart. Let's call her up and tell her that we're going to turn her dog gay or something.
Thank you for calling PetSmart, where pets inspire us. GM speaking.
Hello, could I have a customer page who's in there right now?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
Who do you want paged?
Her name is Jamie Kirschman.
Jamie Kirschman?
Yep.
Sure, 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
All right, here she is.
Okay, thanks.
Hello?
Hello, Jamie?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy over at Fashion Bug next door to PetSmart.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, when we saw you come in, you know, you walked into PetSmart and you threw your gum on the ground, like as you walked in the door. And I mean, come on, there's a trash can right there.
I wasn't chewing gum.
No, not now, because you threw it on the ground. But, you know, there's a trash can on either side of the door as you walked.
Yeah, well, it wasn't me.
No, it was definitely you. We saw it. We have it on camera.
Let me see that, because it wasn't me.
I was outside, and I watched it with my own eyes, but we have cameras, too. They point right down the sidewalk.
Like I said, it wasn't me.
It was definitely you. We saw you.
No, it wasn't.
We saw you.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Jamie. And just like the other girl that I did the same thing to at the bank, or the soda fountain place, she didn't question how I knew it was her in the store. She just completely accepted that someone knew her name. That's probably going to hit her later, that's kind of weird. I'm going to assume that Jamie actually walks over to Fashion Bug and yells at people there. So let's all pretend that that's happening right now. And it's hilarious. Anyway, that's going to be it for today's show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I am refreshing Jamie's Twitter page a whole bunch, hoping she posts something about it, but I don't think she's going to by the time I finish this. Also, Luna from the soda fountain, she didn't tweet anything about the incident either. What the hell, Twitter people? But yeah, thanks for listening to the show. Visit phonelosers.org and facebook.com/phonelosers and all that other crap. And of course, support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.org/cactus. Cactus. Cactus. Cactus.
Put down the knives. Cactus. Put down the cactus. Weaponry. Bloods. Cactus. Crips. Cactus. Come together for cactus. This. Yeah. Cactus. Put down the knives. Put down the weaponry. Bloods. Crips. Come together for this. There was a time in my life full of pain and strife. I used to get drunk and beat on my wife. After work, I was just so frustrated. The boss was breathing down my neck. My wife won't show me respect. Getting drunk, just wailing on my wife and children. Then I went too far. One day, I almost killed him. I was an evil woman beating bastard. I looked in the mirror and I smashed it. Disaster. Starting to cry, just wanting to die. I cannot take the guilt riddled inside. So I threw down the bottle and I pushed full throttle to the church. JC, I will never be smirched. See, the pastor, he told me, he showed me how to get on my knees and praise the J. So holy, so stoically, so obedient, knees bent, praising to the J. Head bowed in respect, yes. Pray to the J 5 times a day. On my knees, all my G's, throw your J's up, and together we will raise up, way up. So disarm the missiles, praising to the J while you gaze into the crystals. Denounce your past, that life of shame, and announce that fast found faith in the J. Yeah, I'm popping Adderall, cause I gotta stay up. No sleep until the world throw the J up.
Throw your J's up, throw your J's up. Everybody in the world, throw your J's up. Throw your J's up, throw your J's up. Everybody in the world, throw your J's up. Throw your J's up, throw your J's up. Everybody in the world, throw your J's up. Throw your J's up, throw your J's up. Everybody in the world, throw your J up.
Put down the guns, put down the weaponry. Pray to the J 5 times a day. It's oh so heavenly, so readily on the JC medley, on the bicycle of life to heaven. I'm pedaling, nestling my head in the chest of the J. So close to the Lord, his chest hairs tickle my face. Treble tickles the bass, levels ripple in space. Praise J, save me from a devilish place. Yeah, I'm on my knees, so eager to please, giving praise to the J so obediently. Please alleviate me from the weight of my sins. You died for them.
Died for them.
Now I don't gotta cry for them. To all my Muslims, my cousins, we love them, but they need to understand the J's more than a man. He's the Lord, and that's a fact that can't be deflected. So accept it,
accept it,
and get respected. Before I turned to Christ, my life was not nice. I was drowning in the river of life, beating my wife, and then I saw the light and saw the light. I praise the J,
praise the J.
Wake up, throw a J up, slam dunk, stay up, throw a layup. Pray to the J 5 times a day. On my knees, all my G's, throw your J's up, and together we will raise up, way up. To the heavenly stratosphere, soldier for the JC. Shout out to the cavalry. I see you're hurting, you're in pain. You need Jesus. Get on your knees and praise the J. Rub it all over everywhere. Spiritual ointment. Speeding to the church. No need for an appointment. Join us. Be a part of our crew. The League of J praisers, and we're praying for you. To celebrate the J steadily, readily. Throw your J's up. This is heavenly revelry.
Throw your J's up. Throw your J's up. Everybody in the world, throw your J's up. Throw your J's up. Throw your J's up. Everybody in the world, throw your J's up. Throw your J's up.
The J. I praise you. Amway Arena! Can you feel the Holy Spirit? That's the J. And we praise him. Yeah! Throw your J's up!
Throw your J's up! Throw your J's up! Everybody in the world, throw your J's up! Throw your J's up! Throw your J's up!
Soldier for the JC, shout out to the